Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.
Fans of the Great British Bake Off will know that the oldest contestant ever on the show left the tent this week. 71-year-old Flo Atkins charmed viewers and the judges. She's on the line. Afternoon, Flo.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, when the time came in the tent, did you kind of have a feeling that you were going to go?
I did. I thought I'd come to the end of the road.
Yeah. And what made you think that?
It was long hours. I was tired. It's electric oven, which I'm out of my comfort zone. It was a bread sculpture. And the bloody hell was going to make a bread sculpture. It was a multitude of things, and I was just, it's long hours, and the cameras are there, and it's stressful. I knew that I didn't put 100% into it.
Yeah. Is it different when you're baking in a tent rather than a house? Because it's a wee bit more moist there.
Completely different altogether. It's a different ball game.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
you're just relaxed at home, and you can just go back to it. And if you don't do it properly, well, you bin it and you do it again. And, you know, and the cameras are in your face there, and it's just stress.
Yeah, I would imagine it is. Plus, also, because you've been baking for many years, and probably like a lot of people baking at home, you have a feeling when it's right or not, rather than you time things precisely.
Yeah. But Sean, as I'm getting older now, I mean, I never time my cakes. But as I'm getting older now, when I put them in the oven, as soon as I sit down, I doze off. As you do when you get to my age, and then I go, oh my God, and I smell them.
And when you first arrived there, Flo, and there were, you know, and the reality of it probably sunk in when there were cameras there and crew and all that kind of stuff. Was that a bit intimidating?
You go, oh my God. You know, you see it on the television, and reality is at home now. When you're in, and you can't run away. You've just got to stick to it.
Mm.
It is a bit of shock, and it is a bit intimidating. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got used to it because you seemed to be very much yourself when you were there.
I was. Yeah. Sean, I can't be anyone else.
Well, no, indeed not.
I'm just myself, that's it.
And how did you find sitting at home with your family watching yourself on the TV?
I was traumatised. I am really traumatised watching it on the television. I feel as if I'm back in the tent.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, will it affect the kind of baking that you'll do in future? Will you
no.
be a bit more
no.
earthy?
No. It's really speaking, it's made me stronger.
Yeah.
It has really made me stronger. And I'm very grateful for the Bake Off because... and my family for putting me through to it. I mean, I nearly wrung my daughter's neck when she said she dented me for it. But I went through it and I come out the other side, and I come out stronger, and I brought me back to where I was a couple of years ago.
When did you start baking?
Oh, well, I started baking when the children were little, and about 1970.
And what kind of things did you bake then?
Well, then I used to make like apple pie and steak pies for the tea and Cornish pasties, and the little ones used to make jam tarts. I'd just give them a piece of dough to roll out and they'd make jam tarts.
Mm.
You know?
And was baking a big help to you when your husband passed away?
Well, yeah, it was. Because I live on my own, because it was only me and my husband, he was a diabetic. And every time I baked a cake, he didn't appreciate it. He couldn't have it.
Hmm.
So when he died, I just lost interest in everything. And my son said, come on, Mum, make me some cakes. And I didn't want to do nothing, but he made me get up and know my head up and get in the kitchen. And it got me through the months.
And you also kind of do this a bit professionally in the sense that you do it for your son's restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I only done it to help him in the beginning. I mean, I must admit, Sean, I said to him, no, I'm not good enough. You know, I'm not good enough, Stephen. And he said, just make some scones or scones.
Yeah.
And just start off with that, Mum. Just make some scones for me. I said, okay. And I've always made Bakewell tarts. I've always made them. So So that was what I made for him, a bacon tart and scones.
And are you still making things for him now?
No, not as much. I make the scones for him.
Because I'd
imagine make the scones for him.
Because I'd imagine that, you know, scones that are made by Flo from Bake Off would be a big seller.
Oh,
in
he can't say that.
Oh, can he not?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, you can't say that. That's promoting his place, isn't it? He can't say that. He's just got to. I won't let him say that anyway.
And you're still his mammy. That's important.
Yeah.
Flo, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Flo Atkins, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Bye, Flo. Actually, a lot of people are texting and saying, just sending Flo a lot of love. And a lot of people have gone on about her melon cake. One in a melon, says David Agar. Good one, David. Right, we're going to take a commercial break after that. A possible replacement for a bone graft.
Your sponge is spot on. I love the colour you got inside, and the chocolate just highlights it and lifts it up. I love you, Flo.
I love you too now.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.